Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover how you can take charge of the all-new Corsa E on opel.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now we're facing into a second year of many people working predominantly from home, and for some the lack of routine and the less than ideal working environment has led to increased back pain. Jenny Branigan is a chartered physiotherapist from Total Physio in Sandyford in Dublin and joins us now. If you have any questions for Jenny, you can get them into us today. cb@rt.ie is the email address, or send us a text 51551. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for joining us. And as I said, there's lots of people remote working. Are you seeing more back pain as a result of people working from home, sitting in the wrong chair in the wrong way for too long?
Yes, absolutely. And we're seeing it. People just have nowhere to go. So they're staying at their desk for longer. They're not going out for these coffees or these lunches that they might have done before. They're not getting those usual work breaks because they're not walking down the corridor to go to a meeting. So the general movement that we incorporate usually into our day is just not happening. So with the bad weather, of course, then if we're in January time and it's dark and it's rainy, people in the evening time, then they sit down again for their relaxation. So we're just not seeing people moving as much as we really should.
So it mightn't be how you're sitting or your chair. It's the fact that you're just plonked there for too long. We all are.
Yes, absolutely. It's not so much about your posture. It's that you're not changing your position at all. And that's a big thing. A lot of people always think, oh, well, if I sit up straight, I'll be fine. But actually, it's not about that at all. It's about that changing position so that you give your body a chance to recover from a position that you've been in, and you just keep changing that up throughout the day.
Okay, a listener has just texted us to say, or emailed rather, I get pain standing for a long time. What's causing this? Is there anything I can do to relieve it, or would I need physio sessions? I've also heard that flat feet can add to back pain. Is this true?
So yeah, two good questions there. So standing for a long time is something that people do find can aggravate their back. And usually that's if they have what we call an anterior pelvic tilt. And that just means that they let their tummy muscles completely relax and their pelvis tilts forward. And in that case, then you increase the normal curvature in your lower back. And when that happens, you can get a pinching action over a period of time. So what that listener needs to do is to tuck their tailbone underneath to try and bring that tailbone under their spine to lengthen the lower back, and that opens out the space in the lower back to give a little bit more freedom there. And you also get an activation of your deep tummy muscles and your buttock muscles.
Okay, so, and it sounds as though strength training, you know, squats, lunges, that type of thing would help, or would it, Jenny?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, strength training is brilliant because what it does is it maintains that power in our muscles. And that's what we need, particularly when we're sitting for long periods of time. And squatting, you can even use that as a movement break. So every hour or two, when you're going out to get a coffee or a glass of water, 10 or 15 squats up and down, it's a great compound movement. So you'll be able to open out your lower back, your hips, your knees. It opens out your calf muscles and it gets the blood pumping in your body and it changes that position that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, and you recommend taking regular glasses of water as well to prompt you to visit the bathroom?
Yes, absolutely. So it keeps you hydrated, which again is important, particularly if you're sitting in a place where there's lots of central heating. But when you drink lots of water, you need to go to the bathroom. So that prompts movement. So anything that prompts movement is what we're advising people these days.
And what about stress, Jenny? People are under a lot of stress at the moment. We were hearing about homeschooling earlier on and working from home on top of that and managing all of it. How does stress impact back pain?
That certainly impacts it. And again, we see lots of simple back pain that settles down easily once we reassure and educate the patient how to manage that. But when stress is a big part of people's lives, it can become a little bit more complex. So if somebody is going through a very difficult time, we find that they just aren't able to look after themselves in the same way as they normally would. So with uncertainty, if they're working hard and they're not sure how things are going to pan out, so particularly during these times with the virus, we find that their overall body, they're not looking after it in the same way that they should. And that stress can lead to increased tension in the body. It can also affect their sleep. And that can play a huge role in the manifestation of back pain.
Taking to the bed if you have back pain, is that the worst thing that you can do?
It is the worst thing that you can do, absolutely. So bed rest used to be the advice, but now we absolutely recommend against it. The key thing when you have pain is not to panic. Everybody gets twinges and aches and pains, and that's very normal. And it's a really normal part of life, particularly when people are under pressure. But the key thing is to keep moving slowly. do not hold yourself stiffly when you're trying to ease pain, because what happens when you do need to move then, you get the pain and you feel a little bit more sharper. So what you're looking for is that gentle, gradual movement. You're always coaxing that movement into the body. So absolutely never, never take to the bed if you have back pain.
Some more listener questions, Jenny, coming in for you. This listener gets terrible neck pain. I've suffered for years. I'm physically active. I'm 52 years old. Is the neck pain linked to the back?
It can be. I mean, it can certainly be linked to the spine in general. With a patient like that, what we would try and do is identify the triggers for that pain. And again, it can be positional if you're not getting enough activity, if you're a little bit more sedentary at the moment, or it can be related to stress. It can be related to sleep deprivation. So there'd be a couple of things that we'd look at there. And as I say, the triggers for that pain would be what we'd look at. Is this a particular busy time at work for you? Is this a time where, you know, suddenly now you're having to cope with maybe homeschooling and that's an additional stress on top of your norm? And it's just that one thing that pushes you over that threshold whereby your pain starts up. So identifying the triggers for back pain so that we can reassure the patient and teach them how to manage it then when that pain in the neck comes back the next time.
Okay, I'm sure people will have seen this research last week from the University of Limerick, which found that sitting up very straight, it's no longer advised as a treatment for or prevention of back pain. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. And I mentioned that earlier. It's not about the posture that you're in. It's about that changing up of your position very frequently. So again, a lot of people have always thought, well, once I sit up straight, I'll be fine. But if you're up straight for long periods of time, even if technically it's a good posture, if you're in it for too long, your body can't cope with it for too long. So it's about moving and changing up your position. If you look at how a child moves, they don't sit up straight. They sit whatever way they want. Their legs could be here, there, or everywhere, and they don't get pain because they're constantly moving. So as we get older, we tend to become more sedentary in general. That's a big generalization. But in general, we're sitting more for work. We're sitting more for relaxation. But again, it all boils back down to this key message. You must move and change your position on a regular basis.
This listener says, I've terrible back pain in the lower back and the shoulder, and it gets much worse in cold weather. Heat is the only thing that helps. I've excessive wear and tear in all my joints. Have you any ideas, Jenny, for pain relief?
So with that patient, what I would look at with lower back pain and shoulder pain is, again, would be looking at strengthening. So a lot of what happens when you've got shoulder pain is that your lower limbs can be weak. So a lot of the force that we need to power the shoulder comes from the legs. So if that person has a problem with their lower back and their shoulder, it's quite likely that their buttock muscles are weak. It's quite likely that the legs are weak. And if we could strengthen them up lower down in the body, we could take some of that pressure off their shoulder. People talk about excessive wear and tear all the time, and certainly all of our joints do get some wear and tear, but it must be considered along the lines of the way that we get wrinkles and the way that we get grey hair. So sometimes people hear of wear and tear on an X-ray or an MRI, and that makes them worried. But in actual fact, it's just a normal part of ageing. So in that case, I would certainly look at the strengthening piece, particularly lower limb and buttocks.
Okay, Paul is in touch with us. He says, not all of us are sitting at home. I'm sitting in a supermarket as an essential worker all day and I get back pain. Any tips for this type of work?
Yeah, so Paul, that's a bit more difficult because, again, it depends on how long your shift is sitting there is. So again, I'd be really cognizant of moving when you have your breaks. Get your coffee in a to-go cup, try and eat your sandwich on the go, which I know is difficult because you probably just want to relax. But again, it's about trying to just break that cycle of sitting so you don't look back and see that you've been sitting nonstop for a whole shift and then sitting for maybe your lunch break and your hour, you know, your time off for coffee as well. So it's about just getting that movement in. And even if you could maybe between customers stand up at the moment, everybody's having to stand right back from the conveyor belt. So there's a little bit more time between each customer. So even stand up when you can between customers just to break that cycle of sitting.
Okay. And for people who are working from home, how long should they remain in the seated position? Like, you know, do you give yourself an hour and set a little alarm and tell yourself you need to stand up?
We'd be recommending even a bit more regularly than that. 30 to 40 minutes, I would say. And again, you're absolutely right. Set an alarm, put a screensaver alarm on, have something that prompts you to go. You know, sometimes people, when they hear the news on the radio at the top of the hour, that's when they'll stand up and they'll start doing some marching or some lunging or something. But have something to remind you just to keep moving. And for example, if you're on a phone call rather than a Zoom call for a meeting, you know, try and get into the habit of maybe pacing up and down the room on a phone call. Things like that will help to prompt that movement.
This listener has a torn meniscus. What can I do to help it? You better explain to us what that is, Jenny.
Okay, so a meniscus is the cartilage in your knee. So if you get a tear in your meniscus, it means that there's a tear in that cartilage in your knee. Now, some of the tears they stabilize. And once you get some strengthening from your local chartered physio, you'll find that the joint will settle back down again. There are some tears that won't stabilize quite as easily, and then you might need to get an opinion from a knee consultant. But again, it all depends on how much of a level of a tear there is there and exactly where in the meniscus the tear is, because a lot of them will settle down with strengthening of the quadriceps muscles on the front of the thigh and the buttock muscles higher up.
I have a very painful upper back at the discs, says this listener. What's causing this? Can exercise improve it?
So your upper back, your thoracic spine, that's less commonly injured because it's very protected. You've got lots of bone in that area with your 12 ribs on each side. You've got two shoulder blades there. So we don't tend to see disc issues as commonly in that area. But yes, your listener is right. Exercise will help with that. We would look at trying to make sure that you keep the flexibility in your upper spine and again, build the strength of those muscles all the way down the back from your neck to your lower back.
I know that you've recommended exercise and movement, but if people are really suffering, like in really bad pain, what do you recommend they do? Should they use anti-inflammatory creams or heat?
Yeah, so what we would always try and facilitate movement. So if you simply just can't move because of the level of pain that you're in, then we would liaise with your GP and we would talk about what medication, pain medication, we could put you on so that that would help facilitate that movement. Because ultimately, if you don't start moving the area that's a problem, that stiffness will just perpetuate the issue. So yes, we would often advise on heat or ice or anti-inflammatory gels. And as I say, liaise with the GP if that doesn't work and the pain medication needs to be brought into the equation.
Now, I think this is going to be a very common problem that Ellen has told us about here. I'm getting terrible back and neck pain from using my phone. At least that's what she thinks is causing the problem. And her hands are sore as well. Could that be causing the pain?
Yes, Ellen, this is a common problem. And again, we're much more attracted to our phones now than we ever were. So you have to think about the position that you're in when you're using your phone. So typically, if you're typing on it, you're not going to have it up level with your face. You're going to have it down more towards your lap. And then your head is bending while you type. So again, if your head is bending while you're always looking down on your phone, you need to think about the position that you're in there. And ideally, you need to raise it up so that it's level with your eye line in the same way that you would do when you're looking at your computer monitor at the desk. What you also need to think about then is, are your hands getting sore from the typing? Or is that related to something else? And if when you're typing or scrolling, you're feeling thumb pain, you could be developing a tendon issue. So a tendinopathy is where the tendon starts to get irritated from overuse. So I would look at those two issues. I would make sure that the neck isn't causing the pain down into her hands. But then you also need to think about this overuse element on the phone.
A 23-year-old now gets chronic back pain at least once a year where it goes into spasm and it can't move from the position. It happened on the football pitch last year, once before, simply picking up a sock. I couldn't move from the ground. I had to be carried everywhere for at least 2 days. That sounds very serious. Then it's fine after the 2 days and we can't understand it because I'm 23.
Okay, so yeah, certainly young, but again, what we talk about when we talk about chronic back pain, that typically depicts back pain that's been going on for a long period, typically more than 3 months. So what he's suffering with there, or she, I didn't hear whether it was a male or a footballer.
No, I'm not sure either way.
What he or she is suffering with there is likely, you know, maybe an irritation in the disc and they get this acute pain, it lasts for a couple of days and then they're fine again. So what you'd be again looking at there is, what are the triggers? Is this something else in, you know, in his or her life that's triggering this? Maybe a period of stress at work, coupled with sleep deprivation, and then again, maybe not, you know, with their normal training regime, that could aggravate it if they were at the end of the season and they were fatigued, or if they were in pre-season and they just hadn't built up enough strength yet. So a couple of things to look at there.
Okay, Jenny, we're getting an awful lot of messages and questions for you. So I think we'll chat again soon. We're going to take a break now. And be assured, Jenny, we're all going to move around during the ad break. So thank you very much for all that advice. Jenny Branigan there, chartered physiotherapist from Total Physio in Dublin. We're going to be talking about travel or the fact that we probably won't be travelling after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.